welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. Some years ago in Waterbury, Connecticut, an evangelist announced that on a certain night he would conduct a funeral service. The church was packed. In the course of the eulogy, the evangelist said frankly that the dead person had committed almost every sin. When the sermon was over, the flowers were taken off the casket, and the congregation was invited to file by. Each man and woman who peered into the coffin saw that it was empty, and looked into a mirror reflecting his own face, dead in trespasses and sins. As we look at the book of Romans in a few moments, we'll be coming to the verse, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Before we consider lesson 3, may we remind you that we have a correspondence course on the Epistle to the Romans. If you're interested in this course, be sure to write to us. Our address will be given at the close of the program. Now lesson 3 and page 1 of that lesson. Up to this point in our studies, we've seen that all men are sinners, and therefore subject to the wrath of God. A holy God must see that sins are punished, and the punishment He has decreed for sin is death. The next question, then, is this. How can a holy God justify sinners? In the verses before us, Romans 3, verses 21 through 31, Paul sets forth the doctrine of justification as the answer. We'd suggest that you get your Bible and look up those verses. Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31. This is a very important section containing tremendous truths in condensed form. Before proceeding, however, we must examine the meaning of justification as set forth in the New Testament. Justification is the act by which God counts a sinner as absolutely fit for heaven the moment that sinner believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at that again. Justification is the act by which God counts a sinner as absolutely fit for heaven the moment that sinner believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. It does not mean that the believer becomes sinless or righteous in himself. Rather, God, as it were, covers him with a robe of righteousness. God now sees him as being in Christ, and he is accepted, not because of who he is, but because of Christ's person and work. As the songwriter has so well put it, God sees my Savior, and then he sees me, in the Beloved, accepted and free. Some have defined justified as just as if I never sinned. Others have expressed it just as if I died. Now, these meanings are all right as far as they go. However, they simply state that the penalty of sin has been paid by Christ. Justification goes beyond this and teaches that the believing sinner now has a perfect standing before God in Christ. Near, so very near to God, I could not nearer be. For in the person of His Son, I am as near as He. As A.T. Pearson puts it, God, in justifying sinners, actually calls them righteous when they are not, does not impute sin where sin actually exists, and does impute righteousness where it does not exist. The word impute means to charge or credit to one's account. The New Testament speaks of Adam's sin being imputed or charged to every man, and of God's righteousness being imputed or credited to the account of every believer in Christ. But remember, God does not compromise with sin or tolerate evil in the Christian. He first reckons men holy and then proceeds to make them holy. This process, known as sanctification, will be completed when the believer is taken home to heaven. Let's pause for a few moments and think back over what we've been studying about justification. It's a long word, but it's also a great truth. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. Yes, and we're glad you're listening. These studies on the book of Romans are important. Someone has put it this way: if you haven't studied the book of Romans, you haven't begun to understand your salvation. May we remind you that we have study notes on the entire epistle to the Romans in book form. Write to us if you're interested in these notes. Our address will be given near the close of the program. We've been discussing justification. We've found that it is the act by which God counts a sinner fit for heaven the moment that sinner believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. You might ask, well, how does justification work? Now let us note carefully how Paul sets forth this thrilling truth. First, we learn in Romans 3:21 that the righteousness of God has been manifested. This means that God has now revealed a way in which he imputes righteousness to sinners, and is still righteous in doing so. It is without the law. Men are not justified by keeping the Ten Commandments, nor by human effort of any kind. It was witnessed by the law and the prophets, that is, the Old Testament scriptures agree with his teaching. Let's look at Romans 3, verses 21 through 24. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. That was Romans 3, verses 21 through 24. Thus we see that it's through faith in Jesus Christ that sinners are justified. It is for all those who believe. Verse 22, that's Romans 3:22. There is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. All have sinned and therefore all need the righteousness of God. It is offered to all and imputed to all who believe. We are justified freely by his grace. This not only means that we do not have to pay for salvation, but also that we do not deserve it. The only reason God bothers with us at all is because he is a loving, merciful, gracious God. We notice in Romans 3:24 that justification is through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. This is the basis on which God can save man. He could not overlook sin or excuse it. The law demanded the death of the sinner. God must see that the demands of the law were met. So he sent his sinless Son to die as a substitute for ungodly men. Christ paid the penalty of the broken law for all who receive him by faith. Christ has thus become a propitiation. This means that by the shedding of his precious blood, all the righteous demands of God have been met. God is satisfied with the work of his Son. Therefore, he can now show mercy to those receiving the Savior. Sometimes people ask about the sins of the people in the Old Testament. In Romans 3:25, we read that God passed over the sins previously committed. These were forgiven on the basis of the work of Christ, which was still future. Old Testament believers looked forward to Calvary by faith, while today we look back on it. Thus it is clearly shown how God can justify all who believe in Jesus and still be just in doing so. God's righteousness demanded the death of the sinner, but His love desired the salvation of the lost. By sending His Son to die for all mankind, for you and me, He solved the problem in a satisfactory manner. This plan of salvation eliminates all human boasting. If we could be saved by doing something, then we might boast. But there is no merit attached to believing God. It's the reasonable thing to do. The conclusion then is that we are justified by faith alone, and not by the deeds of the law. This justification is for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. The gospel does not do away with the law. The law of God demanded either perfect obedience or the death of the one who broke it. Since all have broken the law, all are guilty of death. But as we have seen, Christ died to meet the full requirements of the law for the sinner. Thus, when we preach salvation by faith, we uphold the law by insisting that its utmost demands have been fully met. Time to close another Bible time with you. We've been dealing with some tremendous truths. This matter of justification is enough to take your breath away. God has provided through His Son a way to heaven, a way that we can be forgiven, justified. We are fit for heaven now. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. We hope that you are enjoying this great salvation. If you have any questions, please send them to us. We'd be more than glad to seek to help you. Next time, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 4. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.